When we enter herein with all humility and a deeper need of understanding, we allow the Almighty Mothers to enter into this circle by the entrance of an eternal happiness, of a divine prosperity, of a perfect joy, of an abundant charity, and of an eternal salutation. Let all the demons fly from this space, especially those who are opposed unto this work. We allow the fierce openers of the way sent by the divine ones to assist and protect this circle, denying entry to discord and strife. Magnify and extend our capacity for revelation, O Mighty Mothers, as we walk in truth and righteousness in your most sacred names, and bless our conversation and our assembly. Sanctify, O Mothers, our humble entry herein. You, the blessed and holy ones of eternal ages. Let's dive into cow symbology and antiquity and how our ancestors might have viewed the bovine. What message did our ancestors leave for us to decipher for ourselves? It is okay for others to bring us or remind us of our temporary amnesia, but be careful with allowing other people to interpret what they have brought forth to you. There is only so far they can go, especially if other people do not see themselves in these ancient stories. The stories begin to twist and take on shapes and forms unlike the original. And so we separate ourselves from those stories and antiquity because we think we do not belong there. Also, when other people attempt to decipher your antiquity, certain themes pop up. And their worldview infiltrates our story. And that worldview is filled with trauma and fear. For example, there is a recurring theme about birth trauma. For most of us, this transition is not traumatic at all. At times it may be difficult for mother and baby, but I would not say there's trauma coming into the world. There can be traumatic things happening to the mother during a pregnancy, but in general, birth is not traumatic.
Could it be that certain groups of people recall how they were brought into this existence, and it is traumatic for them, knowing how they were created and how they had to fight for survival? Again, all of their, or most of their, programming, books, their mindset is based off of a future that is not there for them. And I'm referring to the people who are told they are great, yet you cannot find evidence of this in antiquity. The further back you go, the blacker it gets. Even with all their restorations and cover-ups and deletions, our antiquity is still making herself known. I've read books where the author says, in spite of the evidence she's found, she chooses to believe ... I see this again and again. When people do not find themselves in antiquity, any mention of any characteristic they think belongs to them becomes exaggerated. For instance, gray eyes will then be translated as blue eyes and blonde hair. Those two seem to go together. But these attributes are not limited to one group of people. And furthermore, when an author in our ancient past would speak of gray eyes, for example, that person could be referring to a spiritual gift, meaning the person with the gray eyes had the gift of sight, not that the eyes were actually gray. This is why I stress that we must interpret things for ourselves and even learn ancient languages, because the translations are up to the interpreter, and most of these people with our antiquity in their hands have no problem changing things or leaving things out that does not sit with them. Remember this when you listen to other people and read their books. However, I will give credit where credit is due. There are many compilations of our ancient mothers and energies that were preserved. And many of these compilations we can put our hands on absolutely free. But curiously enough, books written by Black people from the 1970s and earlier are extremely expensive. There are ways you can get your hands on them, but it is as if the information is still being kept from us, or there is an attempt. You can manifest more than just money and other things. You can manifest information which benefits you. Now, the ancient mothers and cow symbology. I will list books in the resources as always. Please check them out on the blog and utilize these resources for your edification. I do not use this podcast just to hear my voice or post in the blog for the sake of posting. The blog and the podcast go hand in hand, and many of the things I mention are in the blog for further reference. So, why the cow? Horns are very symbolic. We have the mothers represented with cornucopias, or horns of plenty. We have Aset, Hathor, and other mothers with crowns of horns. Why? We have a mother associated with the Milky Way in her cow form. In this society, as I have stressed, roles have been switched and flipped. Mother was and is the sky. We had Seb or Geb representing the earth. He is not the earth, but he is the spirit or the jinn of the earth. Now we have sky gods, or men in the sky, who people pray to. The cow, the celestial or cosmic bovine, was first. Then came the bull, If as above, so below, how can a bull give birth to itself? You'll see this theme again and again, where the bull or a male deity brought himself into existence. How could this be? Oh, God can do anything. And if God is a male that can do anything, why did this being not pass the trait on to other men? It is so curious how men do not value or devalue the womb. Men came through the womb and still want to suppress women. And this is part of the jealousy that men held for women, the power to give life. So they, in turn, suppressed it. Now, when I'm talking about men, I'm not talking about all men, of course. We here in this sacred circle, that is Sacred Blue Lotus, do not hate men. But we must break down this system which oppresses us. So, of course, we have to talk about it. We rarely get to experience the gentler or protective male because we always hear his opposite with its big mouth. And bulls, which are associated with sacrifice, are being taken down for our eyes. They are being sacrificed, but the mother does not require sacrifices. You, your time, your focus, your energy is the sacrifice, so to speak, these days. The things you don't want to give up are the things that are needed. This is the sacrifice, not the blood of animals and people. When people resort to sacrificing, they are screaming desperation. People are making up these rules of sacrifice, not gods or deities. It's people. And these people are desperate. They are desperate for power and the things that comes with power. Or they're desperate to remember how to connect with the ancient ones, and they assume this is a method, and it is not. It is a desperate and futile attempt at connection. The people who are losing power never change their tactics because they are not creators. But the mother is showing you who the creator is. The cow is a nurturer. She gives sustenance to her young. And it is enough for everyone. The mother does not put a meter on her udders or breast. It is free for all, and there is plenty. That is a concept that is missing. Nothing is free. You have to pay for everything. And people are taught there isn't enough. So people in society have no problem overlooking the struggles of other people because they believe, we believe, there isn't enough to go around. I was watching a documentary or something on a crisis in the UK, and the person, one of the people in the mini doc, had to prepay for electricity. Isn't this amazing that the poorer you are, the more you pay? You have to prepay for things. You have to pay extra fees. It is expensive to be poor. So this person had to buy electricity almost daily when he had the money, because his electricity was turned off. He didn't pay the bill. And once that happened, a meter was installed in his flat. So he had to go to something like a convenience store to top up his card to get heat. Can you explain electricity to me? Scientists do not even know really what it is or what gravity is, but those forces are there. And people for centuries have harnessed electricity in particular and now slap a meter on it. It is possible to have electricity for everyone. There is no reason people should be freezing to death in their homes. That is phenomenal to me. This can even happen. You have to buy heat to keep yourself warm. And the so-called governing bodies have no care. If you cannot pay, you do not get. Is this why you want to be wealthy? To be a have instead of a have not? Well, this is not our ancient mother's thought processes. She does not have a lack mentality. There is plenty of milk and honey. There is plenty of land for communities to grow food. I see edible fruit just lay on the ground or on trees, uneaten. Edible herbs, deemed weeds, because they make grass look ugly. We have so many medicinal herbs around us that have been labeled weeds or poisonous. Do a walk in your neighborhood and identify some of the so-called weeds. And I guarantee you're going to find that most of them are herbs or are used as medicines. The trees, their leaves, the bark on the trees, the seeds, the oranges that grow naturally, and the lemons that people grow themselves have so many seeds. It is amazing. When you buy fruit from the grocery stores that normally would have a ton of seeds, have none, or maybe one or two, that is abnormal. Seeds hold information. There's no vital information in this fruit. That is why many vegetarians and vegans are not as healthy as you think they would be. All of us. Because the food has been stripped of their genetic information. Grow fruit and you will see the difference. I remember grapes used to have tons of seeds. Why is that such a bother to spit out a seed? I only buy certain varieties of grapes now, which in Georgia they used to call bullets. The mother does not remove her vital information. She offers it for everyone. We do not worship cows or snakes or other animals. These beings point to the attributes which the mothers want you to pay attention to. They still send us messages. This is one reason for leaving pictures in stone. The papers and other artifacts can be destroyed much more easily. Isn't it funny how you can have a statue with all these intricate carvings and only the nose is missing? Cow is the giver of life. In many cultures, it represents wealth. The cow represents happiness. So why now is the cow associated with disease, mutilations, and sacrifice? Sisters, what does that say? Maybe for some it is a time to stop eating the cow. This is no judgment on your diet. There is nothing written for us that says you will be kept out of paradise because you ate meat. That's ridiculous. We're talking about signs. If the cow is not healthy, then we cannot absorb that healthy energy. If the cow is not healthy, What does that indicate to us? Are these attacks on the mother? Are these sacrifices to perpetuate a system which benefits a small number, where enough is never enough? Hoarding is the order of the day. Accumulation is the key word for the enemy's culture. There can never be enough. And we participate. Now, you see Black people in commercials all the time, in ads. This is not because of equality in the minds of advertisers. This is because they're going for your dollar, plain and simple. Advertisers, companies are finally admitting the power of the Black dollar. They care nothing about us. It is all marketing. If you haven't watched Century of the Self, I believe it's called, you, in the eyes of these companies, are a faceless, mindless, stupid consumer. Let's talk about Hathor. Now, Hathor could be a title, which is a description of the duties of the mother. If a mother is a Hathor, then you know her responsibilities or yours to her. Hathor, if you look at her and use the picture I provide, if you look at her, she has what appears to be the ears of a cow. Look at a picture of a cow and look at Hathor. It is obvious. But what is not obvious is Hathor's resemblance of the womb. Find a picture of a woman's reproductive system. Look at the picture of the cow's face and of Hathor's face. Look closely and you will see the headdress is in the shape of a woman's body. The top of her head is the abdomen or stomach area. The sides of the headdress are the legs or thighs. And so you see exactly where the face is, with the ears being the what? The fallopian tubes. Hathor represents the womb. The cow represents the womb and how we are nurtured in the mother's womb. There is no trauma being birthed through a womb. This is the interpretation of men. And this is what women repeat. But the womb is power. The womb is life. The womb represents transition into another existence. These are the mysteries that were taught in the universities we had that are now called temples, used for worship, but our temples were our universities. We are no longer taught mysteries, just conjecture from people attempting to unravel our mysteries. But they can only go so far. And like I said, when they do not find themselves in it, the interpretation will likely not be one of truth. But you are intelligent enough to seek out your antiquity and translate what you find into ways that will help you today. We do not need to dress up like an Egyptian, dress up like a Hebrew. Those are costumes or styles of that day, those days. We have to come up with our own style, our own heka or magic. We just can't keep drawing on the past. The past is a stepping stone that we are free to use, but we must add to it. There is so much energy available to us, and we ignore it or wait for someone else to harness that energy, which they will always do for themselves. Or we wait for saviors. When you are the one, Black woman, who is supposed to be leading during these times, you can give birth to messiahs, Buddhas, saviors. But you are the womb. You are the life giver and sustainer. What does a mother give her baby? Or what should she give her baby? Isn't it amazing that a woman can produce not only a baby, but food from her breast, milk from her body, which sustains that new life? Yet women who are able to nurse by that funky ass milk, so-called milk, that is the smelliest stuff, that cost so much. It is unbelievable how much formula cost. For those of you who have nursed a baby, you quickly found that the baby's poop did not smell. Yet another gift. So milk is nourishing. Mother's milk is nourishing. Nut with stars on her belly in the form of a cow speaks of her cosmic generative power. She's saying, look up, here I am. Where I am, you are. Stop looking down and look around you. Look up. Look up to that highway in the sky. Oh yes, it's very active. How does seed grow? Pay attention to the trees. These beings are now figuring out that trees are vital and are hurrying to replant trees, at least where I live. Because they are now figuring out, oh, we need that to breathe. And it is so arrogant to think that we can munch on trees and the gifts of the trees because they have no face. How arrogant that is when trees are highly sentient and have communication networks underground through their roots. And as I'm now understanding, do even more amazing things that has to do with crystals. How do I find this out? By being in nature, by studying, by opening up to new information and not allowing an interpretation of this world to be fed to me. The mother gives birth to the son, S-U-N / S-O-N. These mysteries have been squashed down into religions, which we can't seem to tear ourselves away from because we won't look for the origin. We have become lazy and continue to be stiff-necked. But this is no longer acceptable. If you could find out what the latest celebrity is doing, you can find out how your mother manages this planet, this realm. They were not killed, they withdrew. The bulls are the mother's sons. And the bull does not birth itself. So representations of cows and bulls as idols and evil came later. When your mothers were demonized, now you help in the demonization of your mothers. You think the S-U-N is some S-O-N brought to you in the form of a man. So if the cow is a symbol of the great mothers, of nourishment, of happiness, it behooves us to, pun intended, remember those attributes and even take on those attributes and turn away from any images that says otherwise. This is our duty. We do not accept the images of disease and death. Unless that is the reality you want to experience. Speak words of life. Open your mouth. Speak words of life over your food, no matter what diet you choose. Speak words of life in your home, in the mirror, over your family, your crops, your trees. Speak words of life. And if it is not life affirming, you can and should reject it. There is a battle for your energy to sustain vampiric beings who offer nothing in return but conveniences that suck you dry, steal your attention, separate you from other people, make you hunger and lust for things you have to put in hours and hours of work for, take from other people. There's so many useless products being made in abundance. Stop buying that crap. Use what you have. Reuse what others discard as useless because they want something shinier. Nourish yourself in other ways besides accumulation. Reject the culture of the enemy. Your mother is making herself visible again. No matter if you do not see her, will she see you as one of her own? With this message, we be whole and complete.